Now, let me see. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's Irby Green, all right. When I left here, I was using that for a theme song, and I have another theme song that I've added since then. But I played blues in Horse Flat here, too, but everything is just not the same. Something's been moved around down here in the grotto. But here I am, and this is the first grotto, you know. The world's first, 3.5 stories down under the main studios at 5th Avenue and 46th Street. I'm down here. The only thing I haven't done, and I was waiting for you to come along, was to light the candle. Whew, boy, a purple and white calibrated candle. Good for 4 hours. Made by myself. All right, let's do a little bassy here right away, just so that nobody gets nervous and thinks that I'm selling out. Yeah, the trip in from Pittsburgh was uneventful, man, I can tell you that. And that's where I'm residing at the present time, as you know. And there is a grotto in Pittsburgh. It's a little different than this one. And Harrison and I, Harrison, the long-tailed purple Tasmanian owl, made the flight in. I took a plane, and he met me here. He knows some pigeons in the park he had to check out first. And he told me all his babies are still over there. So it's really nice. The only thing is, they've added some things here. They've taken some things away. They've got all kinds of nutty buttons and everything. And they've been down here modernizing. I was down here early this afternoon with Dr. Hunyadi and Dr. Chirumbolo. And you remember Dr. Chirumbolo, who takes care of all the electronic stuff? Well, they've got this thing built into a barrel, and there are 8 speakers on each side. So it's not only quad, but it's otraguanic sound. It's something new that you're going to hear for the first time tonight on WNEW, where there is really a lot of magic, a lot of mystery, a lot of charm, and there's a lot of stuff over in that corner that's going to have to be cleaned out. Also, they put a telephone in, and they still have that old phone that was down here that hadn't, there was no calls received on it for 30 years, and they told me that tonight the bell may toll. And if it does, it's for me. So there's a number. couple of impressions after being gone for a couple of years, you know, 13 or 10 or whatever it was, and I want to thank those that sent the wire in and the mail and the telephone messages in advance, and also I thank all those people who were instrumental in getting the word out that I was coming back in for tonight. I'm going to enjoy it. We've got all kinds of stuff down here. I don't know what your musical tastes are, and you don't know what mine are. You may think you know, but you don't. Anyhow, I could state from the outset that I really do believe in music. I could say that without fear of successful contradiction, and I'm going to play a tune right out of that scene. Then later on, I want to ask you another question. Maybe I'll give it to you now, and you can think about it, and then we'll take an answer. What is a throg? T-H-R-O-G. And better still, even, what is a throg's neck? And then, after that, why did they build a bridge over it or to it? Now, is a throg three frogs? I mean, if you got a brace of frogs, do you have a throg? Now, that's a little profound trivia, and I kind of deal in that general area. The colors of the jelly beans we'll get into a little bit later on. Incidentally, if you keep time, it's somewhere between 8 and 8:30, and that's as close as you can get with a calibrated candle.
I just sit around making music all day long. As long as I'm making music, I know I can do no one no wrong. Who knows, maybe someday I'll come up with a song that makes people want to stop their fussing in a fountain just blowing up.
Carrying on, aren't they? Helen Reddy and a fine picked group of people there. Let me just check a few things out. I got a call. Listen, somebody said to me, I never heard you before, but are you for real? And I said, yeah, in an abstract kind of way. She said, crazy, I'll send you my Mother Earth button. I said, no kidding, I subscribed to that magazine. She said, no, that was a show around here or something. But I got a button. Well, it just so happens that I am collecting buttons. Not really things that say anything, but buttons, because I'm going to have a jumpsuit made like one of those English costumes that they wear, the Cockney people. Did you ever see those pearl button things on black velvet? Well, I wear coveralls. They look more like a jumpsuit, but they, you know. So I'm going to have one completely covered with buttons. And, look, I wouldn't mind having one. Hey, listen, should we punch a couple of buttons together just to see what these people put together down here? This is far out. Dr. Caligari is out tonight. He'll be in a little bit later. He's working on a new cabinet made entirely of some kind of stone wood, they call it. Comes from Egypt, and it grows right near the pyramids. Now, you know, Caligari's cabinets are famous, and he's got it down to 3 a year now. He doesn't have to work more than 3 times a year.
The sound is around is
Yeah, baby. That's nice. I'll keep that in the act. Who are those kids? There's some high wind warnings that you should know about tonight if you're thinking of going out. Strong northwesterly winds gusting to near 50 miles an hour at times tonight. Near to 50 miles an hour. Right, let's see. Could I just get that brought in under me a little bit? I like to have a little something under me at all times. Because then when you pause, nobody knows you can't think of something to say. Yeah, that's great. Winds gusting to near 50 miles an hour at times. They don't give you a schedule. However, if you go out and can measure it, let me know, and I'll tell them what area it's gusting up to 50, and everybody can roll over there and get a little. Clearing and cold tonight, low near 30. Mostly sunny tomorrow, but they always say that, don't they? A high near 40 and fair tomorrow night, low around 30. And looking as far out as Monday, it'll be cloudy with rain likely and a high about 40. It was out of Pittsburgh this morning that I left, and the last person I spoke to was a shirt presser who works on the north side named Beanie. He said, Jazbo, if they ever get a telephone down in that grotto, you're going to have to call me and talk to me. Maybe later on I'll do that. But in answer to the frog's neck question, which I brought up earlier, if you have any idea of what a frog is and why they picked out a neck to dedicate a bridge after, I'd like to know. And the number is 687-8020. That's WNEW's number. Yeah, there's some green buttons down there, too. I love that. Should we play a real thing here with Bill Withers or somebody?
I get a warm summer feeling walking through the snow. Chilly darkness has the brightest glow, and I just love you so. Sometime I just don't know, I just don't know, I just don't know, I just don't know. I say that time just seems to help this wondrous feeling grow. Maybe I might wiggle in one morning and find it isn't so. But I just love you so. Sometime I just don't. I just don't know, oh, oh. I just don't know, oh, oh. I just don't know, oh, oh. like a rich man. Heaven got a dime. Feel it like a young man. But I'm old as Father Time. And I just love you so. Sometimes I just don't know. 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 I just don't know.